Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chris Prefontaine is our guest, founder of smartrealestatecoach.com. New book's called The New Rules of Real Estate Investing. 24 leading experts reveal their real estate secrets. It's a compilation of a number of real estate experts in this book that Chris has put together. And Chris, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the new book. What are the new rules? What you say that the title of the book is The New Rules of Real Estate. What's new?
Yeah, well, here's why I did it. And here's what that is. The answer is that it changes so quick, as you know, you've been at this long enough. So if people have their finger off the pulse, or if they're seeking out a mentor, say, that's been in the business 15 years ago, that you're asking for trouble. So all the people we brought to the table, including our family, to write in this particular book are the current stuff. You know, you're in the trenches, you're doing this, and so things change constantly, and you tweak, and you make things better and better and better. Well, every single chapter is loaded with that, and then we cross-comment on those, so mm-hmm. you get different viewpoints. So it's about as current as you can get.
Well, but in terms of the new stuff, what would be something that if somebody was an old-timer, you know, an old head real estate, old-school kind of guy, a person,
yeah.
What would be something new that would be in the book that they would need to know?
All of the tax liens have been around forever, as you know. We've got some updated ways of finding those. So a lot of the new stuff is, how do you find these deals? You know, you're not running around to town halls anymore. You're not running around mm-hmm. knocking on doors. That piece is different, how the deals come in. And then the deal structuring, especially on our end with the terms deals, the banks have tightened up, as you know.
Right.
Yes, rates are low, but the criteria is tight. And so you got to know how to buy and sell in that environment. It's very lucrative if you know how to bob and weave in it.
Right. You've definitely got to have – you have to understand the capital aspect of it. You got to have good banking relationships, and you got to perform. That's one thing that I think if you want to have a bank that will stand behind you, you got to perform. And you can never frighten them. I love the story, Chris, that the title of the shortest book in the world is Loan Officer Courage.
Yeah.
Nobody ever got any help from a scared banker. Never frighten your banker. Always keep them up to date. And if you never frighten them, and if you perform, you can do all kinds of business.
Yeah, no question. And the other thing we did in here for kind of the new stuff, quote unquote, is I brought, I think I was talking to you off air about people not being able to actually go do deals, right?
Right.
So we actually brought to the table two or three people from around the country that have done real deals and put the hard numbers in there so people could say, what does this look like when you actually do it? It's not fluff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not theory. What does it look like? So we put a bunch of that in there, too.
Now, you're actually bringing in partners all over the country. Tell us about what you're doing.
Yeah, we call them associates. So people that need training out there in the marketplace, and it could be someone who has zero experience, or it could be someone in real estate struggling. We've gotten both. And so instead of just selling them something, which frankly is too much prevalent out there right now, or bring them through an expensive seminar, what we do is we say, look, we'll coach you, we'll teach you, but we'll also lock arms with you and actually do deals with you. We'll call sellers with you. We'll help with your buyer, your tenant buyers. We'll do all this with you as if it was our deal. And so they're not left alone, because the big gap, I think, in the market is the time from when you do a seminar or a course to actually getting a deal done.
Right.
Some never make it through that gap. So we're closing that gap.
Well, you're closer to the – where your deal, your situation, your model is different from some of the tutorial programs is you actually get closer to the deal than they do. Then you don't come in over a weekend and then leave before anybody calls on a prospect. You stay with them and help them put the deal together, and you take your piece out on the other end, don't you?
Yep. Yeah, we absolutely do. So it's a win-win. Deals and get done, and no one gets paid. And so yes, we're hand in hand with them. The challenge with that model you just described is, it sounds great, right? Sounds great in theory, but stuff's going to happen, and is a whole section here of what can happen and what can go wrong. But it's going to, and so you might as well be with someone who's been through it. Success leaves clues, and that's what we provide for these guys.
One thing I'd like to point out to people in real estate who are new to real estate, like deals like this, real estate investing, it's not as easy as it sounds. It's not as hard as you might think it is. But it's still tough. And you have to be patient, and you have to know your market, because if you overpay on one deal, it can set you back. You've got to know, you just have to be patient, and you have to be a little bit fish-eyed when you're buying, don't you? You can't fall in love with a deal. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree 100% with both those things. So one is the emotional piece. You got to remove it. The patience thing is huge. There's a whole section in the book about managing expectations, because you nailed it on the head. If you come into this saying, well, the seminar said, or so-and-so said, I can get rich quick, it's not. It's a get rich forever, but it's not a get rich quick. I tell people, if you set yourself up to go at this, any endeavor, frankly, but to go after this for 36 months, and have someone by your side, you'll have a great experience. If you go out to saying, I'm going to try it for 60 days, you're going to have a miserable experience, and you shouldn't do it.
One of the things that I encourage young people to do is, if you're looking for a house, take a year. Look around. Spend time in the marketplace. See what things are worth. Learn how to negotiate. Learn how to make an offer. Those are all things, by the way, folks, that you'll find in the new book, The New Rules of Real Estate Investing by Chris Prefontaine and his co-authors. Hey, Chris, good job today. Give us a website quickly, please.
Yeah, smartrealestatecoach.com. And if you go smartrealestatecoach.com/new rules.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.